From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio. Later today, President Trump hosts German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. There are many hot topics to cover, from immigration to Russia. The leaders also have sharp differences on important issues involving business and trade. Let's explore that with Ulf Ruhler. He is Washington Bureau Chief for German broadcaster ZDF. Good morning, Ulf.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Mark.
So Trump and his team have attacked Germany over its massive trade surplus with America, attacked the tax system in Europe, accused Germany of using the EU and the weak currency to get its way. These messages, how are they going over with German business and political leaders?
I mean, I think the German business and political leaders are really scared about Donald Trump because they have the feeling that Donald Trump is not only threatening the German economy, so they have the feeling he might put some tariffs on German products, which would harm their business model.
And so when the conversation turns to trade and business topics between Trump and Merkel, what do you think Merkel is going to emphasize in terms of what's important to her country?
Our chancellor is coming to the United States to really explain how important it is, not only from the German perspective, also from the American perspective. She's coming there with two big CEOs from German companies. One is the CEO from BMW and the other is the CEO from Siemens. And what she's trying to explain him with these two guys is these two companies create a lot of blue-collar jobs, especially a lot of jobs, maybe people who have voted for Donald Trump. So what she's trying to tell him is, if you start to harm the German economy, if you start to harm Siemens and BMW, you basically harm yourself and your interests.
If you look across Europe in the various elections and referendums that have happened, there is a wave of people who are questioning the European Union. How does that play out for Merkel when she is a strong supporter of the EU?
Since World War II, it was crystal clear for every American president from the perspective of the Germans that a strong European Union, which is unified, is also in the interest of the American society and of the American foreign policy. For the first time, there is a president in the White House who believes maybe a weak European Union is a good thing because I can get deals with each single country, and that's maybe a benefit for America. So Angela Merkel is really trying to convince him that a strong and unified European Union is in the interest of the United States. If she will be successful, I think we just know in a couple of months.
Okay, Ulf Ruhler with German broadcaster ZDF. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.